This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're live on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show this April 7th, 2017, on a pretty monumental day in terms of news, in terms of what happened last night. At 33 after, we have Bill Mitchell coming on. Of course, he is widely recognized as one of the most influential pro-Trump people on Twitter. Of course, he has his own show, Your Voice Radio. He's generally supportive, well, vehemently supportive of this airstrike that happened in Syria last night. You've seen my tweets about it. I've criticized it. You've heard Alex's opinion about it. You've heard David Knight's opinion about it. We're going to have a little debate at 33 past the hour. We're going to have an open dialogue, and that's what's important about this. We got rinsed either way. We were going to get rinsed either way. We support the airstrike. People say we're hypocrites. We oppose the same thing when Obama tried to do it back in 2013. We oppose the airstrike, then suddenly we're betraying Trump. We're going to get rinsed either way. And in fact, if you look at the Drudge poll, I think he had a poll if his readership supported or didn't support the airstrike. The current results show 65% support. So 20% don't support the airstrike. I had a poll on my Twitter account, which, you know, I've got many of the same, much of the same audience as Trump, as Drudge, sorry. And it was the opposite, almost. It was a significant majority opposed the airstrike compared to those who supported it. So this has created huge division. Of course, one of the issues with it is you look at the people who actually do support this airstrike in the public eye, and it doesn't make for very pretty reading. I'll list them off. Here we go. Hillary Clinton supports this. Chuck Schumer, Lindsey Graham, John McCain, Nancy Pelosi, Angela Merkel supports this. The entire mainstream media supports this. Brian Williams supports this, and as you probably heard, he got up on NBC News and said that it was beautiful. The beautiful airstrikes. He waxed poetic about it. You have neocons, Bill Kristol supporting this. You have Never Trumpers supporting this. You have ISIS itself supporting this airstrike. You have Al-Qaeda. You have those jihadist rebel groups all supporting this airstrike. That's not great company to keep, is it? And then you look at the people who have come out vocally, vehemently, Trump supporters who have come out and opposed this. You're talking about Rand Paul. You're talking about Ann Coulter. You're talking about Michael Savage. You're talking about Marine Le Pen. You're talking about Nigel Farage. Okay, I'm coming down on the side of those people right now, and I'll get on to tell you why in the next segment of the show. But we're going to have Bill Mitchell, because he's coming at it from the opposite angle. He supports this airstrike. He thinks it's a strategic move, that it won't lead to a wider-scale confrontation as Russia now moves warships into that very region from where they launched the cruise missiles. So we're going to get into it more. We're also going to get into what's happening in Sweden. Forget about last night in Sweden. What's happening right now in Sweden, the most open, tolerant, liberal, pro-refugee, pro-Islam-friendly country in the entire West, and it still gets attacked by Islamic terrorists. We don't know the death toll at this point. Initially, they said it was 3. It went up to 5. Now it's down to 1. But over a dozen people injured. Again, what looks like a jihadist who is, they just arrested someone the last we checked. But again, driving a truck into a crowd full of shoppers. Trump warned about what was happening in Sweden with the complete lack of integration. They accepted at least 150 ISIS fighters who returned from Syria. They tried to reintegrate them into Swedish society. and this is what happens. Of course, they've been having huge problems anyway, but we're continuing to monitor that. There was a manhunt at one point. They're now saying that they have captured a suspect. So we will stay on top of that, and we will be back in the next segment with my take on the airstrike in Syria. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Infowars.com studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to get into the fallout from this airstrike on Syria, with Russia now moving warships into the region from where those missiles were launched. And I do have a video about this coming up, which is going to be uploaded after the show. Program note, though, before that, we have a live special with Rob Dew and others from 3 to 5. This will be streamed live on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube and on Alex Jones's Facebook, Alex Emmerich Jones. It is an extended special, which will include a special report from Alex Jones himself. So that is coming up 3 to 5 live on the Alex Jones channel and on Facebook Live. So be sure to tune in to that for the latest. Also the latest on what's happening in Stockholm, where we've had yet another truck attack, where the BBC came out and said, this was the headline, lorry rams people. So once again, it's those damn lorries becoming sentient and killing people autonomously. Nothing to do with Islam, nothing to do with the ideology of the individual In the lorry, and against Sweden, the most liberal, progressive, refugee-friendly, Islam-friendly country in the entire West, still gets attacked by Islamic terrorists. But the mayor of Paris says that the Eiffel Tower will go black in homage to Stockholm. They might as well leave the frigging lights off permanently, because this is now happening almost every week. But, you know, if Russians die in a terror attack, it doesn't matter. Nobody cares about them. The Eiffel Tower stays fully lit. We're going to get into the airstrike now, though, because this is what I tweeted back on March the 10th. Nearly a month ago, I tweeted this. If there's one area Trump will mess up, it will be in foreign policy. Half of his advisors are CFR globalists. That swamp was not drained. Why did I tweet that? Because I was going to make a video on how Trump was being sabotaged by the deep state. I went onto the official White House website, went through his list of foreign policy advisors, and it was a litany of CFR members. It was more than half of his foreign policy advisors are members of the Council on Foreign Relations, which of course has nothing to do with America First and is all about globalism, is all about regime change in Syria, which they pushed from the very beginning. They openly said, we need to arm Al-Qaeda to overthrow Assad. Those are the people advising Donald Trump now. It was over half. Now, you would expect there to be some hangovers. You would expect there to be some people affiliated or even members of the CFR who don't really believe in its globalist ethos. But it was over half, and that was over a month ago. It's probably even more now. So this is what's taken place. Trump is being manipulated by the swamp. He's being enveloped by the swamp. And you saw it by what happened last night. And let's go through it again. Look at the people supporting this airstrike. Hillary Clinton, Chuck Schumer, Lindsey Graham, John McCain, Nancy Pelosi, Angela Merkel, the entire mainstream media that previously hated Trump. Rachel Maddow was up there smacking her lips last night. Brian Williams talking about the beautiful airstrikes. You have neocons, you have Never Trumpers, you have ISIS themselves celebrating this airstrike. So, I'm sorry, I can't come down on the side of those people. On the flip side, you have the likes of Ann Coulter, Michael Savage, Mike Cernovich, Stefan Molyneux, Marine Le Pen, Nigel Farage, Rand Paul, Laura Ingraham, hugely influential people with huge audiences. They all oppose this airstrike. Does that mean we've abandoned Trump and we're turning on Trump, as the mainstream media claims today? No. There is room for dialogue and criticism. We're not Obama cult members who have to support every single thing he does, like the left did for 8 years. There's still room for criticism. There's still room for dialogue. And people have argued. Trump is playing 4D chess. He's attacking Russia's ally as a show of strength, in one sense to humiliate Obama with his red line rhetoric, and in another sense to dismantle the narrative, which has, you know, fueled these investigations that are still ongoing, that he's conspiring with the Russians, that he's in bed with Vladimir Putin. But they're still attacking him for that. They're still out today, those very same people, saying, why did you warn Putin an hour in advance? This is just more devastating proof that Trump is in bed with the Russians. So that shouldn't be a reason to airstrike foreign countries to prove the mainstream media wrong, to prove these Russian obsessives wrong. You're never going to please those people, never. And why would you give them the respect in the first place to pander to them? Why would you do that? So people say it's for that reason. Here's the reality. People can theorize about it all along. Here's the reality. That base that got bombed last night in Idlib is situated near a town populated by Christians, which is under constant assault from jihadists, from ISIS, from Al-Qaeda. Okay, so that Christian town, beautiful Christian town, it's called Marde in northern Hamar, mainly Christian population, beautiful town, Orthodox Roman churches constantly under attack every day from jihadists. Defended from this airbase about an hour away that was bombed last night. So those people, those Christians in that predominantly Christian town, beautiful town, under constant attack every day from ISIS, have now been left virtually defenseless because of this bombing. because they bombed the aircraft that were providing air cover defense for them. They've wiped out the Syrian army in that region, at least partly. So it makes it all the more likely that this town, full of Christians, will be overrun by jihadists. So people theorizing about, you know, Trump did this to dismantle the mainstream media narrative that he loves the Russians, that's the practical reality. Those Christians are now under threat of being enslaved by ISIS because they're no longer being defended by the Syrian army in that region, or at least their defense will be crippled. So it's more likely that that town, full of Christians, is going to be overrun by jihadists. So the airstrike directly helped jihadists. This is not good, okay? This is the reality, and we need to talk about it once again. We will get rinsed either way. I've been completely rinsed for coming out and criticizing this. You can go on InfoWars. You can look at it from the alternative perspective, which we've given, and which we will give at the bottom of the hour with Bill Mitchell. And people are saying, how could you support this? You're complete hypocrites. You were against this when Obama was about to do exactly the same thing, a chemical weapons attack. Nobody really knew who was responsible. There was no proper investigation. He was about to conduct airstrikes on Syria. You opposed it. Why are you supporting it now? That's what we're getting when we put out the alternative perspective. So either way, we're going to get absolutely rinsed. So I'm just coming at it from the practical reality of what's happening on the ground. Now, again, this chemical weapons attack, which occurred in Idlib province, was absolutely dreadful. People died. Children died. By questioning who was behind it, we're not disregarding the scale of the horror. It was horrific. People died. We need to properly investigate it, find out who was behind it, especially given the fact that the previous major chemical weapons attack that Obama tried to use to conduct airstrikes on Syria, the rebels were responsible for that attack. All the evidence suggests it. You had Del Ponte from the UN come out and say that it was probably the rebels. You had Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hersh. His sources told him it was likely the rebels. It was not the Syrian government. I mean, even Justin friggin' Trudeau, who is a globalist, even he called for an investigation to this latest chemical weapons attack. So we need to find out who is responsible for atrocities before firing off 59 cruise missiles and destroying an airbase which is protecting Christians in a nearby town from being attacked by ISIS. That's my take on it, okay? So undoubtedly, the chemical weapons attack was far worse than the airstrike in terms of human tragedy. You've heard the narrative. Oh, it was just a limited strike on an airbase. Barely anyone died. Well, the Syrian army soldiers were Christians, from what I've been told, and they've got families, and that's a tragedy. But if you want to compare it to the chemical weapons attack, then obviously that was far worse. It was horrific. But again, there's been no impartial investigation of it whatsoever. We were told that Assad gave up his chemical weapons. Apparently now that's not the case. We can disregard that. And the central question is this. Why would Assad launch a completely self-defeating chemical weapons attack less than a week after Tillerson said that regime change in Syria is no longer on the agenda? That's what he said. He said Assad was a part of Syria's future. It was a definite shift in U.S. policy from what had gone before. ISIS is on the run. They were about to be defeated in all these major cities. It makes absolutely no sense. Assad would not benefit from a self-defeating chemical weapons attack days after he's been given assurances that the U.S. is not interested in regime change. Makes no sense whatsoever. Of course, now, Tillerson is back on the case. We'll get to the clip after the break. Now he's saying that regime change is back on the table. He's saying they're going to get rid of ISIS first, but then they're going to topple Assad, which of course means that ISIS will just pour back into the country and take it over and take over the region, just as happened in Libya. That is a terrible idea. You can't destabilize secular governments and overthrow them without that vacuum being created, without it being filled by the very worst kind of people, we've seen it again and again and again. So people are saying, you know, this is a limited airstrike. That's it. That's the end of it. It's not the end of it. Nikki Haley's already come out and said this is just the first step. Tillerson says it's about regime change. We're going down this rabbit hole once again, and we know where it leads. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show live. Breaking news at Infowars.com.
Hi, Auntie Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, peeps, and a free stuffed bunny. All for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally personalized, all for just $19.99. And your one-of-a-kind basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 3333. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 3333. Personalcreations.com. 3333.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
On the Alex Jones Show, we have Bill Mitchell coming up in the next segment. But first, I want to tell you about some of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. We are under constant attack. You know it by now from the mainstream media. They're trying to attack us on every level. Now with the YouTube scandal, they're demonetizing our channels, which again takes a huge chunk out of our income, which is why we always appreciate and rely on you getting the products, because that's how we stay afloat. They can't get to us that way. They can't pressure you to not buy the products. They don't have that power. And that's why you're the key to this entire operation. We have super blue fluoride free toothpaste bubblegum flavor. Just drive to InfoWarsStore.com. This is by listener request. Bubblegum flavored super blue toothpaste now available at InfoWarsStore.com in limited supply. Again, if you're not using fluoride free toothpaste by now, you're absolutely insane. Harvard studies, it reduces IQ, it causes bone cancer. It's not great, let's just put it that way, and I've been using it for about, 15 years now? So you're going to buy it anyway, why not buy it from us? It's in limited supply, but it is available at InfoWarsStore.com with the new bubblegum flavor, super blue fluoride-free toothpaste, and it supports this network, which is under constant demonization and attack, because we don't take big fat checks from George Soros. We don't get put on extremist lists, even though they want us to. That's how they're taking away the YouTube money. That's why we need your support more than ever, because we're not funded by giant corporations who are now pulling the plug on YouTube as they move it into a TV thing, a Netflix model, to drown out independent voices. So support us by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So we got Bill Mitchell coming up to talk about this again. The dialogue is open. I think we can still reach out to Trump, given that all these prominent people have so vehemently come out against this. We can still influence him, you would hope. But he is being surrounded by neocons and deep staters, who are all absolutely delighted about what happened last night, which is why I'm not comfortable about it, for one of many reasons. We have that Rex Tillerson clip. Here is Secretary of State Rex Tillerson saying on record that this is about regime change. It's not just a limited airstrike. This is about regime change. Let's go to that clip.
Well, obviously, the events that have occurred in Syria with the chemical weapons attack here in the past day have just, I think, horrified all of us and brought to the front pages and to our television screens as well the tragedy that is part of the Syrian conflict. There is no doubt in our minds, and the information we have supports that Syria, the Syrian regime, under the leadership of President Bashar al-Assad, are responsible for this attack. And I think further, it is very important that the Russian government consider carefully their continued support for the Assad regime. Assad's role in the future is uncertain, clearly, and with the acts that he has taken, it would seem that there would be no role for him to govern the Syrian people.
So they have no role for Assad to govern the Syrian people. He said in another news conference that they want him to step down. He's not going to step down. He's had the Syrian army defending him for 6 years under sustained, intense international pressure, under constant jihadist attacks, with them being funneled the weapons through the rat line through Hillary Clinton. Okay, he's not going to just quietly, politely step down after 6 years of civil war by America just saying, oh, can you please step aside? Not going to happen. Not going to happen. The only way he's going to step down is if they start obliterating Damascus. Is that what Trump supporters want? Is that what they signed up for when they voted for President Trump? Again, they bomb this airbase, which is protecting a Christian town, which is now going to be besieged by ISIS. They're going to be enslaved. They're going to be killed because of this, because the defenses have been obliterated. Is that what we want? So again, all these theories swirling around about why he did it, it's not a one-off thing. Nikki Haley's in front of the UN today saying this is the first step. Tillerson says it's all about regime change. This is not a one-off thing. We didn't sign up for this. If you look at the actual polls, it shows about 65% on my poll oppose regime change. Even some of those people will have supported the initial airstrike, but we have to be clear. This is not a one-step thing. This is dangerous. Look at what happened in Libya. Look at what happened already in Syria. More terrorism, more refugees, more global instability. Happens every single time. Let's not go down that road again. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live on The Alex Jones Show, and on the line we have Bill Mitchell of YourVoiceRadio.com, and he's also filming the show for his podcast. Bill, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you? Good to see you.
Good. Now, the Trump base is split. I think we can at least agree on that to some extent. You have a Drudge Report poll which shows, I think it was about 65% in support of these airstrikes. I've done polls which show, 10% more oppose it. This has completely split the base. We've got very prominent people coming out opposing this airstrike, talking about the likes of Ann Coulter, Michael Savage, right, Stefan Molyneux, Marine Le Pen, Nigel Farage, Rand Paul, Laura Ingraham. They all oppose this airstrike. You've supported it on Twitter. I've been rinsed for criticizing it. I'm sure you've been rinsed for supporting it. There are no real winners here. Well, the question is this, okay, I'm going to read you two Trump tweets, which he tweeted during the campaign. This is from Trump. Right. Don't attack Syria, an attack that will bring nothing but trouble for the U.S. Focus on making our country strong and great again. He also tweeted, crooked Hillary Clinton foreign interventions unleashed ISIS in Syria, Iraq, and Libya. She is reckless and dangerous. Why is Trump now following the exact policy he swore to avoid?
Yeah, I think a real danger that we get into when we judge someone's current actions by their former tweets is that they have new information that they've attained on their current actions that they didn't have when they made that tweet. And this is one of the things I like about Donald Trump. He's not a classic conservative ideologue. He's a resultist. He's a CEO-type mentality. And you don't want a CEO that goes in making decisions based on pure ideology. You want a CEO that goes in and makes decisions on the latest, most up-to-date, best information. And my feeling is that once he got together with his top advisors, with Mattis and all the rest of his security Council, and he looked at what was going on here, he decided, you know what, we need to act here. And to me, the upside and the benefits of this are so tremendous that it outweighs by far any downside risks.
Well, I mean, let's talk about the lead up to this. Of course, we had the chemical weapons attack. The central question is this: why would Assad launch a chemical weapons attack 1 week after Tillerson said regime change was off the menu? We had ISIS on the run. We had Assad moving closer to victory. What possible benefit could it have been to him to launch this chemical weapons attack, especially given in the past, back in 2013, severe questions over that. Many learned, scholarly people, Seymour Hersh included, said the rebels were likely behind that attack. There's been no investigation. How do we know Assad was behind the attack in the first place, given that it makes absolutely no sense in terms of motive?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, how do I test the motives of a madman? And the guy clearly has been beating the hell out of his people and out of his country for a long time now. And I believe that he has used chemical weapons in the past, hasn't he? Doesn't he have a history of that?
Well, so does ISIS and the rebels. So how do we know without having a proper investigation? I mean, even Trudeau called for an investigation into it. So they might have intelligence that we don't, but I think we should be sure about who's behind an atrocity before launching 59 cruise missiles into a country.
I can pretty much guarantee you they've got better intelligence than we do. Pretty much guarantee you. I'm sure they had assets on the ground. They were able to evaluate this. And regardless, here's what's happened. Donald Trump did this. Prior to this, world leaders were very sketchy about Donald Trump. There was a big question, would he lead? You know, this was a businessman with no government experience, no military experience. When push came to shove, would he take bold leadership? He tossed a good game, would he follow through? And in this case, he did. He mentioned that he might do this during the day. He did it that night. When Chinese President Xi was actually sitting there with him, this all went on. Okay, this was a very bold step. When Donald Trump did this, he once again became the leader of the free world. Donald Trump said, I will make America great again. Part of that is America becoming the leader of the free world again, and that's what happened last night. And all you have to do is look at the reaction of the other leaders of the free world. Without question, praise, laudatory praise of what Donald Trump did, about the decisiveness, about the effectiveness, about the limitation of what this was. I mean, you have the Prime Minister of Britain. You have the UK Defense Secretary. You have the German Prime Minister. You have Italy's Prime Minister. You have Japan. You have Israel. I mean, all these countries have come out in praise of what Donald Trump did. In addition,
I see that point, but the problem is, the UK government was behind the destabilization of Syria in the first place. It's the same government that supported the jihadist rebels that led to the problem in the first place. I mean, why should we be pandering for the support of Angela Merkel? I mean, why is that suddenly important, given that Trump refused to even shake her hand like 3 weeks ago? Here's my question, though, Bill. And I mean, this is an open dialogue, right? I mean, we've both been rinsed for having opinions on this. We still have an open dialogue. We're not going to jump down each other's throats, but here's my concern. That airbase that got bombed was defending a town full of Christians an hour away that is under constant daily bombardment, artillery strikes from ISIS, from jihadists, from Syrian rebels. Those people have now been left completely exposed because most of the defense has been removed. Those aircraft were defending that town, beautiful ancient town, full of Orthodox Roman churches, again, Christian population. Now they've been left completely defenseless because this protection has been removed. So do you understand the concerns of those who include many, you know, active duty military veterans who were concerned about it back in 2013, that we're now acting in support of jihadists and ISIS, given that they're now celebrating this?
Yeah, well, I can understand their concerns. I disagree with their concerns. Here's the problem. Okay, Donald Trump came in, and when these gas attacks were reported, and apparently our intelligence supported that this happened, okay? When these gas attacks happened, and Assad was responsible, according to our intelligence, Donald Trump could either respond or not respond. If he didn't respond at all, that would be unacceptable as President of the United States. So if he responded and condemned them, then he had to act. If he did not act, then he became Obama 2.0. Okay, so we had to act in a surgical, limited way. And they followed the intelligence and they did it. They acted. The upside of this is tremendous. You know, here's the thing. The entire Russiagate thing just died. It's over. It's over. Because what person in the world would say that Donald Trump is acting as the puppet of Putin now that Donald Trump has basically stuck his finger in Putin's eye in Syria? That's over. That's over with.
I know, okay. But Bill, why should we need to pander to those people? They're not satisfied. They're still out saying, why did Trump give Putin an hour's advance warning? That must mean he's still in bed with Putin. I don't think those people are going to be satisfied by anything. Do you think this is going to completely deflate the Russia investigation and that's now going to slowly dissipate?
It was deflating anyway. But, yeah, it's going to deflate. And I'm telling you what, based upon what I'm seeing on Twitter, you know, you said that we're split on this. I disagree with that statement. I think this is maybe 20% against 80% for. Okay, I see very positive support for Trump on this. I see the people that were initially very against this saying, I'm going to abandon Trump on this. I'm off the Trump train on this. I see that fading away. You know, here's the thing people got to understand. The Trump train has got many cars on it. If you don't like the drapes on one car, move to another car. Okay, because if you say that you're going to abandon Trump on this, then what are you going to do for the next 4 years? I mean, what about tax reform? What about health care reform? What about the wall? What about immigration reform? What about jobs? These are other cars. If you believe in those, but stay on the Trump train. Don't abandon Trump. There's nothing wrong with disagreeing with Trump on this. He likes that feedback. That's important to him. That's part of his strategy. But in my case, I think this is a great move. I think history will look back at this as a turning point in the Middle East and a brilliant move. We can micromanage it if you want. I disagree with that statement. I think on the broad picture, this was a fantastic move for Donald Trump, and history will prove that out.
There was a big emotional reaction last night when it happened, and there was some flouncing. I agree. It did get quite emotional at points. But the fact is that many prominent people have come out and criticized this. As I heard, Rand Paul, Nigel Farage, Marine Le Pen. You know, if you look at the people who support this, I don't think it's really good company to have. Hillary Clinton, Chuck Schumer, Lindsey Graham, John McCain, Nancy Pelosi, Angela Merkel, Brian Williams, the mainstream media, you know, neocons, never Trumpers, they all endorse and support this. Do you feel comfortable being in the same camp as them now?
Well, let me turn the question around. You know who came out against this? Russia and Iran. Do you feel comfortable being in their camp? They're against it. That's your company. Russia and Iran, they're against this attack. I mean, we can turn that both ways. But here's the thing. Donald Trump created bridges with this. Okay. He took a leadership role in the world. At no point will our enemies say this guy is not a guy who acts. And this was a strong message with the president of China sitting there with him at dinner. This was a strong message to North Korea that I am serious. I mean it. If you guys don't cut it out, I will come after you. Because here's the thing. If we let Assad and Syria get away with this, okay, and then what happens next? Okay, and then we let North Korea get away with something. And then what happens next? And then what happens next? And people say, oh, Donald Trump promised that he wouldn't get involved in wars. Okay, Donald Trump was preventing war by doing this. And people say, well, Syria is not our concern. Syria is a long way away. This is the United States of America. Donald Trump promised to protect the United States of America. But here's the problem. With the refugee crisis and with ISIS telling us that they're going to be using the refugee crisis to infiltrate the world with ISIS terrorists, this has become a worldwide problem. This has become our problem. I tell you what, a big freckle on your face.
Bill, I mean, ISIS is celebrating this, and now they're going to destroy a Christian town because of it. We're helping ISIS.
I think you're looking too small picture on that. You're not looking at the big perspective on this. Here's the thing. If you have a big freckle on your face, that's a cosmetic problem. But if that freckle becomes a melanoma, then that threatens your whole body. And right now, Syria has become a melanoma on the world. Because of the refugee crisis, they are infecting the entire world. This has got to be dealt with, and it's got to be dealt with strongly. I have a feeling this Christian town is going to be just fine. It's going to be taken care of by Donald Trump. I'm not worried about that. One other thing I wanted to say, this entire thing to me is a precursor to the idea of safe zones. Imagine this scenario. Donald Trump has said another campaign promise Trump made was safe zones in Syria. Okay. Let's say that Donald Trump ignores this attack, goes in and creates safe zones in Syria, puts American forces on the ground, and then Assad attacks those with chemical weapons, and then he gets crucified because it's like, wait a minute, you knew he had chemical weapons. You did nothing. You created safe zones. You put everybody in the same group. You put American forces on the ground, and they're all dead now. Donald Trump would be dead as a president. It would be over for him as a president. He took preemptive action before that happens. I guarantee you this is a lead up to creating safe zones that is going to save millions and millions of lives and stop the refugee crisis. That's what he wants to do. I don't think he wants to.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right, Bill. The other thing that I'd say is, you know, a lot of people think this is a limited strike. This is a one-off deal. This is the end of it. Nikki Haley is already in front of the UN saying this is just the start. Rex Tillerson, after a week ago saying that Assad was part of Syria's future, is now saying that it's about regime change. He thinks that Assad is going to step down and just vacate his position, having been in an intense civil war and under intense international pressure for 6 years. I mean, it's just not going to happen. The only way they're going to get Assad to step down is by obliterating the hell out of Damascus. So how can people keep saying this is just a limited strike when Rex Tillerson, the U.S. Secretary of State, has said on multiple occasions that they want regime change, which is exactly what Hillary wanted?
Yeah, well, we'll have to see how that turns out. If I had the ability to read the future at that level, I'd just go and buy a lottery ticket and retire. So I don't know what's going to happen on that. But I think that what Donald Trump did now in the here and now is a great strategic move. We'll have to see what happens going forward. As far as regime change, I don't know. I don't know. We had a bad experience with that in Iraq. I don't know if this would be different. I know that the world governments are much more behind us right now than they were ever behind Bush on Iraq. I mean, Iraq had to go with secondary powers in quite often cases to go after Iraq. I mean, we have the major powers of the world. And people say, oh, well, we've got Britain behind us and we've got France and we've got all these countries behind us. I mean, isn't that kind of like NATO? Okay, NATO is on our side on this. These are the other major powers in the world. I don't have a big problem with that. And the fact...
Bill, everyone was behind the attack on Libya and the regime change in Libya, and that's what started the migrant crisis and led to the rise of ISIS. So why should we be encouraging more regime change when it's proven to be a disaster over and over again?
What's the alternative? What should Trump have done?
Well, you can still have the safe zones in Syria, and you could still have a secular government that doesn't leave a vacuum to be overrun by ISIS and jihadists, which is what happened in Libya. It's what happened in Iraq. I mean, that's what always happened. Surely we'd learn that by now.
If he created safe zones in Syria, and then once they were there, Assad attacked with chemical weapons, then where does that leave Trump? Well, you mean you created safe zones?
Why would it be in his interest to do that if we were helping Assad fight ISIS, which is what, you know, we were doing to a certain extent, Russia to a greater extent. But, I mean, how would it be in Assad's benefit to attack safe zones? I mean, that would automatically lead to a global movement behind his regime change, whereas now people don't support that. 60%, I did a poll, 60% don't support regime change, even amongst many Trump supporters who did support this airstrike. So, if Trump came out and said, right, we're going to do regime change, I think he would lose more than 50% of his base.
Yeah, I don't think so. Here's the thing. You're polling. I can do a poll right now on, you know, do you support the strike that Trump did? And I could probably get about 90% support because, you know, I'm preaching to my own choir, okay? And if you do a poll, yeah, you're going to be, unless it was some sort of scientific poll that you did, you're going to get a bunch of people that tend to agree with you. You know, that's just the way these, that's why I don't do a lot of Twitter polls. I do Twitter polls to make a point, not to actually get any analysis out of it. So, and also one of the things that you can tell from these Drudge polls, the Drudge poll came out and it says 60% people supported. You know, Drudge polls and online polls like that, they measure enthusiasm more than they measure actual numbers. So there seems to be more enthusiasm behind Trump doing this. And they like the idea. A lot of people like the idea. This was such a not Obama thing to do. Obama drew lines in the sand. You know, Donald Trump said, I'm all out of chalk. I don't have time for that. I'm going. Boom. That's it. So we'll see how this turns out. I support it. You're against
it. Obama did it in Libya, though, and didn't turn out so great. That's what started the whole crisis in the first place.
Yeah. Well, all I can say is I'm behind this. I think it was a good move. I see a lot of upside. I know Scott Adams wrote an article, and he listed seven different reasons why this is a fantastic move by Trump. I don't want to go through all those because I know that we got a relatively short show here. But here's the thing. Is that, Paul, you and I are on the same team. We've got the same long-term goal. We want all the same things, but we disagree on some of the details. This is normal. You know, people are like, oh, are you and Paul Joseph going to fight? No, not at all. Because, you know, I said we want the same thing. We just disagree on this particular detail.
Exactly. The point I made, Bill, was we're not like Obama cult members who have to blindly follow and support his every single policy. There's still room for dialogue and disagreement, or you would hope there would be.
Yeah, I just see the thing is you're looking at more of the individual details of the town, this sort of thing. I'm looking at the broad strategic benefit of it to the world as a whole. And I think this was a great move. I think it was a strong move. I think it needed to be done. I think it established Donald Trump as the leader of the free world. This is very parallel to what we saw during the primary season. During the primary season, we had all these debates. During the debates, what was every debate about? Donald Trump said this. What do you think about that? Donald Trump said that. What do you think about this? Okay. All that, all the time. It was never Ted Cruz said this. What do you think? Or Jeb Bush said this. What do you think? Donald Trump led with boldness on every issue. Every debate was about Donald Trump. And what Donald Trump did with this move was he made world peace about Donald Trump, about Donald Trump's leadership. And if there's going to be something else even bigger that comes up in the future, when the other world leaders have to decide, do we need to get behind this guy? Do we need to do a coalition with this guy? They can say to themselves, you know what? He said he'd do something and he did it. We know that he's a guy who follows through. And
Bill, we got Alex Jones on the line. We've skipped the break. We're going to get Alex's take. Alex, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm crazy. It's just wild. I'm here listening to you guys, and I really agree with Bill, but I also agree with you, and that's why I called in. And then right as I was sitting there on hold, I heard Bill making the point, hey, we're all on the same team here. This isn't some liberal conservative debate. This is just Americana patriots and British patriots and patriots all over the world who just want a prosperous, good free market system. And yes, you can see him going back on some promises here, but the world has changed. And the larger issue is Bill's right, but Paul's right as well. The main reason that Trump did this was to impress the communist Chinese dictator that he made wait an hour while this was starting. And he did this because the world's in so much danger with China flexing its muscles and literally already stealing 90% of the South China Sea, when historically they've had about 20%. And North Korea threatening and being belligerent, they're letting them know, listen, this is serious. Also, Trump knows they were hitting him hard with this fake Russian narrative. It was just starting to deflate, but they didn't care. They were moving forward as a distraction. Him doing this absolutely sends that message that, no, I'm not a Russian puppet. Plus, let's go back. Paul, you're making great points. When you sit there and say, well, listen, they're now saying Assad stepped down when 8 days ago they were saying maybe he could stay. Well, here's the deal. The agreement was made with the military, the U.S. military, the Russians, and Assad 4 years ago that they'd block Obama and the globalist move of Saudi Arabia to overthrow that country and basically merge it with Europe and then flood Turkey with the globalist Muslim colonization plan of the globalist. And so Trump basically absolutely had to do this, or they were going to start sabotaging him, making him look weak. And I came out last night and basically laid all this out. Sorry, somebody's calling me on call waiting over and over again. But, you know, what this comes down to is the world's waking up, and as long as Trump continues to kick Al-Qaeda and ISIS out of there, and as long as they drive them out and destroy them and then end this Muslim civil war between Shiites and Sunnis, it'll be a good thing. Then they can hold elections there in Syria. If, though, they kick ISIS and Al-Qaeda / al-Nusra, all the same group, out, and then, you know, go in there and basically create some new globalist state or put some other Islamic group in, I'm going to have a very, very serious big problem with it. But he inherited Obama's war. He inherited Obama's crisis. And then now this crisis was going to spin out of control. It already has. Now that Turkey has said they're going to flood Europe more, and Erdogan's basically merging with the caliphate and all the rest of it, we basically strategically for Europe and the United States have to cut off Syria and try to stabilize it, even if that means breaking into three pieces. And I get it. I don't want nation building. I don't want America to be an empire. If Trump wasn't getting $3 trillion in the stock market, $300 billion in new jobs, and building a wall, and getting out of the TPP, and cutting half the UN's funding, I'd say he's a damn globalist. But no, he's actually stabilizing America, stabilizing the world, because America was in the imperial role, and then trying to basically form alliances that aren't forced, and then has us basically beginning to pull back as we rebuild our infrastructure. But if we go to war in North Korea or with China because they don't respect us, that's going to sabotage that whole thing. I'm going to get off because my phone's breaking up, gentlemen, but it's a great job. Both of you are making absolutely salient points. And as you said, time will tell. But the globalists want to sabotage Trump. They're signaling he's done a good job now because he's only acting like he's agreeing with their overall larger scale program. But that analogy about the train and different boxcars and different cabooses and different things is absolutely right. You want your taxes cut. You want your guns left alone. You want Christians not being harassed by the IRS. All of that, if he gets his agenda through, he's proving he'll do. Great job, guys, and I want everybody to have a great weekend. Thank you, Paul, for hosting.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, thanks, Alex. Yeah, there's a lot of hysteria in the media right now, Bill, about, oh, you've turned on Trump because you disagree with this. Well, no, as we've said, there's room to criticize Trump on certain agenda issues within the whole panoply of, you know, his policy agenda. That doesn't mean we're stabbing him in the back. I mean, that tells you more about the media and the left, doesn't it? That they think that if you disagree with the president on one thing, that must mean you're abandoning him entirely. Again, because we're not a sheep-like cult that just follows everything Trump does. We challenge him. We have dialogue, right?
Right, exactly. You know, this whole thing reminds me of when he brought in Romney to interview for Secretary of State. We had actually a lot of the same people that were in major meltdown mode, major freakout mode, that, you know, if Trump does this, then he's abandoned us all. He's gone back on every campaign promise. And I was basically saying, no, don't worry about it. It's going to all work out. You know, Romney doesn't meet the mold of what Trump is going to go. So he's just exposing Romney to some voter opinion to weaken him and to marginalize him. Just as I thought that Trump let Ryan run with Ryan Care to marginalize him. But that's another topic altogether.
Well, I mean, it's true that, you know, Ann Coulter completely freaked out about the Romney thing. There was a lot of flouncing. There was a lot of flouncing last night and passions were running high. And that's OK. We can disagree with each other and still support the wider agenda.
It all works out. You know, things are said in the heat of the moment that sometimes we change our mind on. And here's the thing, and this is what I've always said. I was in executive recruiting for 30 years and sales for 30 years. And I said, there's only two reasons why somebody says no. You know, either they really don't want it or they just don't have enough information to say yes. And I think a lot of people that were saying no completely to Trump last night were mainly because they just didn't have enough information yet to say yes. And it was just an initial reaction. And that's okay. You know, we are a vibrant, dynamic, energetic, emotional group. But you know what? At the end of the day, we come together and we get the job done. And that's my message to everybody today is, you know, give this some time. Let the distraction strategy work itself out. In my mind, this was not an end game for Trump. This was a leverage move for Trump. They've asked Trump before, what's your position on this? And he said, I don't know. I don't have any leverage on that. I don't have a position. Donald Trump is always looking to build leverage. And I tell you, let me throw one more thing out there. One of the things you can tell by Donald Trump is he never makes a dramatic move until he has a great day. When he has a great day, when he has some big news day, then he makes a dramatic move. What happened yesterday? He got Gorsuch approved, right? That said he could go ahead with this move. The reason being is, if he had done this right after Ryan Care failed, the entire media, everybody would say he's trying to cover and distract a Ryan Care. But now that he did it on the day that he's had a big victory, nobody's saying he's trying to distract him. So.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there, Bill. We've got about 20 seconds left. YourVoiceRadio.com. The debate will continue. As you said, Bill, we will have to wait and see with developments. Bill, thanks for joining us.
Oh, okay, man.
Thank you. There goes Bill Mitchell, YourVoiceRadio.com. Again, my concerns remain on the record. This has always proven to be a disaster in the past, but we shall see. Thanks for joining us, Infowars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.